Spirit, and that's the one referred to in our phrase. And the righteous shall live. Future middle indicative of Zao. Okay, as it is written, the righteous shall live. People, this means our righteous life. This is not referring to everlasting life. It's talking about our life right now. This refers to living our lives here on earth. Your marriage is what's being referred to here. Your single life, your work, social, church, every part of your life is what is being referred to. The enjoyment of life, the journey that each of us travel, walking by faith in the Holy Spirit and failing and sinning and receiving recovery by faith in the Holy Spirit. Everything that you and I do every day is how we live. The righteous, that's your state as a believer, shall live. This includes our failures, our successes, ups, downs, everything in our life is what is being referred to here. But you will note the future tense, shall live. You can see it even in the shall live. Righteous shall live. That's a future tense. Okay, what does that tell us? The righteous, this is what he is, shall live. Future tense. And the point is that some of you, some believers, may never live it. May never live. You believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. You are now in part one of the plan of God. Now you're ready for part two, and that is living a righteous life. Okay. Just because one is righteous, imputed at the point of faith in Christ, does not mean that that believer will live a righteous life. It does mean the potential for a righteous life is in us. It doesn't mean you're going to. My barber and I go around this all the time. My barber has this idea that you ought to, a Christian ought to be known as a Christian, and if you don't live a certain way, you're not a Christian. People, that's not true. There is nothing that the world can tell whether you and I have believed in Christ as Savior or not. Nothing. There is something to know that the world can see if we're walking by faith in the Spirit or not. And they may even see a good person. They may even see a deacon or a pastor or a wonderful person. That doesn't mean that they're righteous before God. But that's a clue. But that doesn't even mean it for sure. And the righteous shall live by faith. Preposition ek, out from faith.